Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we are back, and we have Nurse Penny Wilbrock with us. And folks, she knows what she's talking about. Penny, how can the folks watch your videos?
Okay, probably the easiest way is just to go to my website, because it has links to my Substack articles and my videos and everything else. There's also, if you scroll down that page, there's a just a free download you can click on it of the over-the-counter COVID protocol so that you can treat as soon as you get sick. I need to update the numbers, but I've had 553 people that I know of. There's many more that have downloaded it that I don't know of, but 553 people that I worked with individually, and we've had no hospitalizations, no deaths, and only two long haulers. And so the over-the-counter protocol works. At the bottom of the over-the-counter protocol, there is a pre-jab and post-jab protocol for people who are being forced to get the shot or just are convinced that they need to do it. And what we're trying to do is slow down this inflammatory process that the jab kicks in, and see if we can prevent some of these really bad side effects that we're seeing. So that's kind of experimental, but it's really safe over-the-counter stuff. We feel like that's worth a shot. But the website is called WITT, W-I-T-T, Health Coaching, all one word, .com.
All right, say that one more time.
So it's WITT, W-I-T-T, Health Coaching, and that's all one word, .com.
All right, now there are folks out there, old-timers, like Randy here. Yep, that a lot of them don't have, they're not on the internet. They don't have televisions, but they have telephones still. Is there a phone number out there that of people that are listening to us tonight, and a lot of them are, is there a phone number that you might have where they could call you for advice or more information on how to get, especially as long haulers?
Yeah, I'll the email address and everything is on there. I don't do the personal phone number because people don't really necessarily think of time zones when they're scared to death, and so my phone we'd never get any rest.
Well, what about, would you have Fauci's phone number? I'd like to give that out over there.
Man, I tell you what, phone number, address, shoe size, we need to know that. But, yeah, there's my email address is on there. You can always get me through email. And then, there's Rumble videos. I have educational Rumble videos. There's videos where I go over the protocol. So, that helps. And, I talk about how to use a nebulizer, where to get one, that sort of thing. There's a lot of good information on the Rumble channel, but all those links are on the webpage.
Okay, let me ask you this. Tell the old haulers, the long haulers, because there's a whole lot of long haulers. In fact, we had a number in our church, didn't we? Yeah, you got a bunch of us old timers that don't pop back fast, okay?
Yeah.
We take our good old time about getting back, and so tell us what we can do to maybe speed that up a little bit.
So the first thing I do with the long haulers is we take this antihistamine approach, because there's a process that starts with mast cells, and mast cells trigger leukotrienes, and these are all allergy inflammation things. And so when you get people who get that really, really serious COVID, that's a mast cell issue. If they would just treat that, we could knock that out. There's no reason for anybody to go into the hospital. That's just crazy. So it basically the treatment and the treatment for long haulers, it's all pretty much the same because all the same things are sort of going on. So we start with just a type 1 antihistamine, which would be like Claritin or Benadryl or whatever you can tolerate throughout the day, just an over-the-counter one. And then we do a type 2 antihistamine, which is like Pepcid. You don't want to do the Prilosex. You want to do Pepcid, or Famotidine is the generic of that. And you can take 20 milligrams twice a day. The antihistamines just kind of go by the package direction, because I don't know which one people would choose to use. They all work about the same. But I like Claritin because it's good. It's not drowsy, and it's got a good generic form.
What about something old like chlorpheniramine? Could you use something like that?
Yeah, chlorpheniramine maleate.
It's dirt cheap is why I asked that.
Yep, it's antiviral against COVID.
Okay.
It's also antiviral against flu if you take it right away.
I didn't know that, okay.
Well, they don't want you to know that.
Yeah.
They're finding now that just Pepcid and Benadryl is enough to keep everybody out of the hospital. Just those two work really well. So those are your type 1 and your type 2 blockers. I always add quercetin to it. It's been my favorite since 2020 because it does a bunch of different things. It's antiviral, and it's anti-inflammatory, and it helps regulate blood clotting. There's just a lot of benefit there, and it's not expensive. And then the other thing that I really advise people to do is we're seeing really big B12 deficiencies and thiamine deficiencies and folate deficiencies. Those are all B vitamins. So I tell people, look, you know, go to your pharmacist and say, I need a methylated B vitamin complex. And because for some reason, people who have had COVID have a hard time breaking down those B vitamins. And so we put them on a methylated B complex. They're always super high dose because they just, that's how they make them. If you can't find one at Walmart, you're going to be able to find one at your pharmacy or your health food store or Amazon. Just type in methylated B complex. And that makes a huge difference. It was funny because I was watching some of these long haulers and I'm like, you know, some of them look like they have what we see in people who are long-term alcoholics, which is this severe thiamine deficiency. They're having trouble thinking, they're dizzy, their heart's racing, they're having digestive issues, anxiety, they're just a hot mess, and it's every organ system. And so we can kind of calm down the vagal nerve that runs through the whole body, innervates all your organ systems. We can kind of settle that down with antihistamines, and it just really works well. And avoid Tylenol at all costs. Tylenol is a sure way to end up on the ventilator, because it decreases something called glutathione in your body, and glutathione is one of the main things in charge of reducing inflammation. And once your glutathione's gone, you're headed straight for respiratory failure. And this advice to take Tylenol around the clock is insanity, because this is documented. I mean, I think it's intentional at this point. I tell people, you can take Aleve, you can take ibuprofen, do not take Tylenol. Don't give it to your kids for anything. It's linked to autism, asthma, eczema. It's just a nightmare. If you're pregnant, please don't take it.
Now, you know what's interesting is that I had COVID, and one of the things I got was the COVID migraine. And it was like the worst, and I'm a migraine sufferer lifelong. But at any rate, you talked about Tylenol. They gave me a concoction of metoclopramide, Benadryl, and 500 milligrams of Tylenol, and it got rid of the headache. But
it did.
It got rid of the headache. It was because I also take
got rid of your head.
Yeah. Well, of all the things I've ever lost, the thing I miss most is my mind. But at any rate, the other, and I knew I was in trouble because I've had brain surgery and I take Furoset sometimes, COVID made my silver bullet, the Furoset, seem like it was an M&M. But that concoction with the Tylenol in it, and it's interesting to hear you say that, because I've had a long, slow walk back from COVID. A long, slow walk back from, you know, getting all the way back.
Yeah, have Pastor Ernie give me your email address, and I'll send you a link for, there's a glutathione that is safe to use in a nebulizer. Glutathione doesn't metabolize very well orally.
Isn't it true that children make glutathione, and that by the time you're 65, you're not making any, and so the graphene oxide succumbs to the glutathione? Isn't that true?
Well, I mean, we all have stored glutathione in the liver, but as you get older, you know, just basic life happens. You just don't make those antioxidants as well anymore.
Right, that's what I thought. I thought that the athletes and the young kids make glutathione, and that it basically it eliminates the graphene oxide, which is the toxin of the COVID. I mean, that's basically the thing that's killing you. Isn't that not?
Well, with the shot, I don't think that there's a graphene oxide issue with the virus itself, or whatever this thing is. I think a lot of the problem with the virus just taking hold and just wrecking people is this Tylenol advice. It is the single worst thing that you can do.
Okay.
But, you know, I tell people melatonin's really good. It helps reduce inflammation. Just make sure, you know, you don't live alone and you don't get dizzy or anything like that. But, you know, as long as you've got somebody there to kind of keep check on you, you can take low doses of that during the day, and it really helps. And as far as your migraines, there's a ionic liquid magnesium, and you can take like 2 milliliters of it and put it in 4 ounces of Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the only, and I have terrible, like I've been hospitalized with migraines. And it's the only thing that works for me, and it always works. So send me an email, and I'll shoot you out a couple ideas.
Can we get that over the counter?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You can
buy
it off Amazon.
Well, we will too. Let me give you my email off the air, and I'll tell you why. I get something.
I've got yours.
Okay, because.
But I'll tell you what, if you send it to him, I see him a lot.
Yeah.
And he can give it to me. I have a daughter that can give it too. So.
Yeah.
When I sent him the protocol for just the COVID, long COVID,
yes.
Mm-hmm. One of you guys was having trouble with your sense of taste and smell, and I put the protocol at the bottom for that. For how to get that.
Yeah, we have a guy, Rick, who will be listening to this. He'll be listening to the replay of this program tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's
in that email. So
he has now. It's been going on a year, and he still doesn't have any. The only thing he can taste is sugar. He can't taste anything else. Okay, or smell.
Yeah, so what happens is the virus is able to cross the blood brain barrier, and the olfactory nerve is one of your cranial nerves that controls smell. And now they're doing MRI studies on these people, and they're seeing they've lost brain matter at that front part of the brain where that olfactory nerve is. So after a year, I don't know if we can get it back or not, but we can certainly try. It's not going to hurt anything to try.
No, it won't.
And we've done this kind of therapy in people who've had brain injuries and stuff, and we usually get some results with it. I like to do it much sooner, but I would not try it because it's been a year.
You know, I want to give just a little advice out there myself because, you know, when I had that, I was dizzy. I would get up, and I would mm-hmm. there would be times when I got very dizzy, and I would have to go downstairs and – something very simple is when you would do that, you would go downstairs backwards, and I'll tell you why. That way, if you fell on the stairs and not down the stairs.
Yeah.
And I learned just a simple thing like that because there would have been times when if I had been walking down the stairs, I'd have fallen, okay?
So were you dizzy or were you spinny? Like, you remember when we were kids and we would spin and then we'd stand there and stagger?
It would be, I don't know, it would be dizzy to the point where I would get up and I would walk and I would, down the hallway, and I'd bump into the walls.
Okay, that's vertigo. And so the cure for that is Sudafed, a Benadryl, and an ibuprofen. And I've never had anybody have to do the regimen more than twice. But I saw a lot of vertigo with whatever that variant was that was kind of in between Delta and Omicron. I had all kinds of people that were like, I'm walking into walls. I fell. I just kept walking to the right until I fell over. And I'm like, that's vertigo. We can fix that.
Would meclizine that you use for regular vertigo work for that too?
I found that the meclizine just wasn't enough. So sometimes we would do meclizine and do Sudafed and ibuprofen. And if the meclizine didn't do it, the Benadryl helped.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna do some switching up here, Penny, because we're gonna do is get your input to it. Now, first of all, we want to go out to. We've been warning people about Disney for years and years. Well, now, finally, people are starting to wake up, and in fact, we have a little clip that we can play. Can you play that Disney clip? Play that.
Disney in Florida and California, I don't know, 5 or 6 times over the past 10 years. We have fantastic memories. Epcot, rides like Soarin', my favorite, Test Track. But today, I join millions of Americans across this country asking, why should we support a company that obviously detests people of faith and other traditional Americans? Now, Disney has become a place where most of us are just going to refuse to spend any of our hard-earned money. It's shown itself to be a haven for radicals who are hostile to anyone who has any sort of traditional conceptions of morality. Disney created cultural experiences, remember? That was the whole point, that all Americans could enjoy based on our shared love of country and all of our traditions. But now, They're turning that on its head. They're not welcoming all Americans. Instead, they're taking sides. Now, after its CEO initially and correctly had decided not to weigh in on Ron DeSantis's parental rights and education bill, the company decided to go all in. It should never have passed, they said in a statement, declaring that it was now Disney company policy to get the law repealed by the legislature or struck down in the courts. So now, the official position of Disney is that schools should be able to teach children from K through third grade about sexual orientation. Why not just rename the roller coaster, you know, Sex Mountain? Come on, kids, it'll be a blast. Now, Americans under the assumption that Disney somehow still embraces the vision of its founder, Walt Disney, are sadly mistaken.
I felt that there should be something built, some kind of an amusement enterprise built where that the parents and the children could have fun together. But it all started from a daddy with two daughters wondering where he could take them, where he could have a little fun with them too.
Well, now it's all about pushing a sexual agenda on little children across their entertainment platforms.
Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to like my like not at all secret gay agenda. I don't have to be afraid to like, let's have these two characters kiss. Let's in the background. Like I was just wherever I could, just basically adding queerness.
We've been really open to exploring queer stories, and kind of the only way to have these like canonical trans characters, canonical asexual characters, canonical bisexual characters is to give them stories where they can like be their whole selves.
Like, don't you like love the tedious lingo so they can be their whole selves? Now, this isn't programming. This is propaganda for grooming. There's nothing these activists hate more, by the way, than a parent who protects her son or daughter's innocence. Oh, wait, daughter? I can't say that because Disney doesn't like such gendered terms.
Last summer, we removed all of the gendered greetings in relationship to our life skills. So we no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We've provided training for all of our cast members in relationship to that. So now they know it's hello, everyone, or hello, friends.
You're not my friend. These people are so sick. No wonder employees on the inside are beginning to blow the whistle on them. Now, in an open letter, Disney employees say it's an increasingly uncomfortable place to work for non-progressives, that our beliefs come under attack, and they see people who share these beliefs condemned as villains by their own leadership. Now, this is just blatantly political, everything Disney's doing here. It's not in the least principled. If they were so committed to these issues, why do they do business in China, which engages in brutal oppression of minorities? Relying on laws, by the way, that are 10,000 times worse than anything in the parental rights bill. Now, since this isn't a matter of principle, though, for Disney, you got to ask, what is their real end game here? I'll tell you what it is. By adopting this far-left corporate ethos, Disney has joined the cabal that believes that it's time to ostracize a huge swath of the American population, including traditional Americans, people of serious faith, and social conservatives. Yeah, they believe that you should be completely shut out of public life and that your views shouldn't be, frankly, heard on the internet, TV, radio, taught at our universities, none of it. People who hold these views, these horrible views, shouldn't serve in the military, certainly not as officers. They shouldn't be teachers or sit on any corporate boards. And by the way, if you ever donate to one of these traditionalists in elected office, you're going to be denounced and trolled. Such was the case when LGBTQ activists discovered Disney had donated to the politicians who supported the DeSantis bill. So what they're trying to create is a world in which believing in more traditional sexual norms is the same as being a member of the KKK. This Disney controversy, by the way, is not a one-off. They want to put everyone on notice. If you're a devout Muslim, Catholic, Orthodox Jew, evangelical Christian, and you have these views, we're going to treat you like you support cross-burning. Now, remember when we were told, by the way, that tolerance was all the liberals really wanted? Tolerance for different lifestyles or orientations? But now we see the real agenda. cultural annihilation of anyone who disagrees with them on these issues. They want to turn all of America into kind of like a gender studies class at UC Berkeley, where people are afraid to say anything that might possibly upset the thought police, where anyone who steps out of line is shunned or very severely punished. Think about J.K. Rowling. 10 years ago, she wasn't just a global bestseller, but a beloved liberal. But today, the left hates her more than Harry hated Voldemort. Folks like John F. Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, who appealed to devout Catholics, they'd never be welcome in their party today. And remember, even Obama in 2007, at that time he was against gay marriage, he wouldn't be welcome either. By taking their orders from extremists who dominate the Democrat Party, Disney and like-minded corporations are engaged in an expulsion project against at least half of America. They're going to lose billions in income until someone has the guts to do their own hostile takeover and return to common sense. But let's look on the bright side here.
Alrighty, we are back. And, you know, the bright side is God's on the throne. He's in complete control. And if his people will stand up, he tells us, 2 Chronicles 7:14, he makes it very, very clear, doesn't stutter, what we need to do, we need to run to this battle. Now, you have this Ketanji Jackson here who's running for Supreme Court Justice. This woman is a wicked woman. She is wicked in every area. She's pro-sodomite. She's really evil when it comes to pro-abortion. She doesn't know what a woman is, okay? I wonder, if I were to ask her, well, then what are you? To see if she knew what she was, okay? Now, if she doesn't know what she is, why should we let her sit on that court, right? I mean, don't they have enough problems as it is? And so anyhow, folks, listen, this is very important. You need to call your senator. Lindsey Graham has sold us down again. You can always depend on Lindsey to huff and puff and put on a good show, but when it comes down to it, he'll sell us out. I don't know.
Pastor?
Yeah.
He came out. He is not going to vote for it. He changed his mind again.
It was just today, just a couple hours ago, he was saying she's the most wonderful thing out there. I mean, she's...
I know. The last thing I saw was he changed his mind. He's not going to vote for her. But, you know, one thing, Laura, I want to make a big point. Laura missed something in her talk. This, folks, is simply... You are watching the rise of the Antichrist system that wants to be in control, wants to reign supreme. Remember Satan wanting to be as the most over the most high, as the most high. This is what you are seeing. This is evil, Satan, the Antichrist system, wanting to get rid of all of the values, all of the things that the Lord brings to the earth, all the things that he tells his creation how to... You know, live well and prosper and get to have eternal life. Satan wants to kill all of that, and they want to have the Antichrist system be in control of the earth. That's all that's going on. It's a spiritual battle, and they're using politics, they're using wokeness, they're using, trendiness, they're using trends. You know, we had the George Floyd, we had the gay marriage, the Black Lives Matter. You know, it's woke, you're modern, you're with it. No, all of this is nothing more than Antichrist. Keep it simple, stupid. It's Antichrist, and fight it that way.
Yeah, if you look back, and I know you guys will probably remember this, Paul Harvey did this thing called If I Were the Devil. For all of our younger people who haven't heard that, I would really encourage you to look for it because it's astounding. I mean, it was spot on, and I never thought it would be this awful. But wow, I'm amazed at the levels they'll go to.
Well, here she was asked. First of all, she made the statement that pro-lifers, people that go out and real first response is to go out in front of those bloody abortion mills In our church, we have people that go out 52 weeks a year. In the rain and the snow and whatever. She calls them noisy and nasty and hostile and in your face. As far in response to Senator Kennedy's question about when life begins, she said, I don't know. Well, you know, you ought to read the Bible. I wonder if she knows what a Bible is. She doesn't know what a woman is, and she doesn't know when life begins. I wonder if she knows what a Bible is.
I don't know how she can rule on the Supreme Court case.
In response to Senator Graham's question about whether an unborn child can feel pain at 20 weeks gestation, Judge Jackson replied, I don't know. Oh, I know.
I know.
That's right. In response to Senator Blackburn's question, to offer a definition, of course, of a woman, again, she said she doesn't know what a woman is because she's not a biologist. Now, Penny, are you a biologist?
You know I'm not, but I'm pretty sure if you line me up some humans, I could sort them out.
All righty, yeah. I tested myself just the other day. I was looking out there in the church and seeing all the people, and I thought, I want to see if I know which ones are women. I knew every single one was a woman, and the ones that were men, okay?
You need to be on the Supreme Court then, because I have no faith in this woman.
Absolutely. Now, here, going back to Disney for a minute, you had Joe Obama came out, you know, and that laptop, the laptop from hell, okay, Hunter Biden's laptop, they had some pictures. I saw some of the pictures that they took off. Obviously, you know, there's some we can't even talk about, with Hunter in bed with young girls naked. But others, there were, here, Joe Obama, that's Joe Biden, I call him Joe Obama now. But anyhow, he had this little boy, when I looked at this, it made me sick. The kid was about probably four years old. He had his hands cupping in his whole face, and his lips were about a half inch away from the little boy's. He was trying to kiss this little boy on the lips. And no wonder why Joe Obama would come out all in favor of Disney's pedophile program, and that's what it is. It's a pedophile program.
Well, what they did today, the Biden administration, through two organizations, came out in support of all this garbage. The Department of Health and Human Services Office of Population Affairs released a document today called Gender Affirming Care and Young People. The same day, the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services came out, another subset of the HHS, another document, gender-affirming care is trauma-informed care. And in these documents, it talks about the things that they were for. They are improving top surgery to create male typical chest shape or enhanced breasts, and bottom surgery on genitals, reproductive organs, facial feminization, other procedures. All of this stuff our government is now endorsing, hormone therapy, all these surgeries, sex change operations for children. The government is coming out today. You will now be able to put an X on your passport starting April 11th. And this is all these policies rolled out today because this is the Transgender Day of Visibility. So now you can have great, as a soldier, I see a few national security problems or military problems or police problems with someone with a passport with an X on it, you know, going through customs, different foreign countries. I mean, this is insanity.
Yeah, let me ask Penny this, that, you know, you have the AMA came out, the AMA, and said, they're not going to have your gender put on birth certificates anymore because they don't know how to judge a gender, what a gender is. So anyhow, the whole medical association, their credibility is shot. I mean, at the rate they're going right now, people don't want, or people are afraid to go into hospitals anymore. You know, I mean, they've lost such credibility out there, the whole medical association. But praise God for frontline doctors. Okay.
Yeah.
Are we going to see, and I think we will, more and more co-ops of frontline doctors where they open their own clinics and their own hospitals, getting away from the AMA?
Yeah, they're going. They're really starting to push for this primary care model where, you know, you just pay $70 or $80 a month, and you know, you go as often as you need to go, and that's your primary care doctor. They're not going to mess with insurance. It's just it has gotten, you know, I said when they finally started pushing this vaccine mandate in the hospitals, I'm like, you're going to lose every principled doctor and nurse that you have. And that was the goal. The goal was to get everybody who was going to stand and advocate for patients and fight out, get them out, you know, keep the sheep. And you know, I know there's a lot of people in healthcare that are still really trying to save it. But there are so many that are just working against them and making it so hard. And I mean, I do everything I can to keep people out of the hospital. I'm like, please don't call me on your way to the hospital because I can't do anything about that. But, you know.
Nurse Penny, hang on right there. We'll be back right after this and take some calls.
They hate the whole Christian nation. Want to force our elimination. Made illegal our way of life. Perverted the meaning of man and wife. It's now a crime for us to preach.
The gospel's preached throughout the land,
but the heathen don't understand.
Christian people. Christian life. It's Christ to live. It's Christ to die.
By the sea that stole our nation,
they can steal our salvation.
We'll tell the truth, we won't lie.
Christian people. Christian life. It's Christ to live. It's Christ to die.
All right, we are back now. Nurse Penny, folks are calling here. The whole board's lit up, and they want your website against. And
okay,
so would you please say it very very slowly?
Yes.
Thank you.
So it's W like William, I is in igloo, T is in Tom, health H. As in Harry, E as in egg, A as in apple, L as in Larry, T as in Tom, H as in Harry. Where are we at?
Now, can you do it one more time?
But like
we're not done yet.
Not done yet.
Then I as in icicle, N as in Nancy, G as in Greg.com.
Okay.
All right. You've done it. You've done good. We're going to take some calls now. And our co-host here is, what did you say, Joe?
Before you do the phone, I want to give the folks something they can do. There's a website I want you to all write down. It's, you know, the www.second2nd, second, just but it's the letter 2ndvote.com. And your first vote is at the ballot box. The second vote is where and how you spend your money. And they score at the secondvote.com about 1,600 companies. And if it has a 1, it means it's a strong liberal company. If it has a 5, it's a strong conservative organization. 3 is it's neutral politically. And they rate your businesses so that you can work with companies who are not supporting the liberals. And that's secondvote, 2ndvote.com. Go there. I went there. It takes a long time to load because it's a big site, but it's a way you can fight back.
Okay. You've got that mammothnation.com, too, that mammothnation.com, which is made up of conservative patriot businesses. And we want to get as far away from the woke as we can get, okay? Mm. All right. We're going to take some – we're going to go very quickly. What did you say? Okay. Let's pick it up with Cliff.
Okay.
You're in the air, Cliff.
Yeah, Patty, just on some of the supplements and a couple other, brief questions.
Sure.
But I was listening to Joseph Olson, who I think is more so a rocket scientist, but he mentioned for the vaccinated people, transresveratrol and acetaminophen. And I know, going back to a podcast, Union of the Unwanted with Dr. Alito mentioned that the Salk Institute is treating vaccinated people with L-arginine, NAC, and phosphatidylcholine. And he himself said he's also using curcumin. And then he's getting some people right after the vaccine, and he's giving them a treatment where he's having them just drink water for 66 hours, no foods, just water, and giving them arginine and NAC, and he's had recoveries with that. And then also the blood supply, is that compromised? And have you heard about midazolam being used to help get the numbers up on the death toll in the hospitals?
Yeah, I have heard. So midazolam, the other name for that is Versed, and I'm familiar with it because the mast cell disorder that God cured me from, I went into respiratory failure 18 times in 2.5 years and was on the ventilator every time. And midazolam was usually what they would use before they gave a paralytic. And, what's concerning to me is that we're seeing it being given in nursing homes. In hospitals, when we give midazolam, we've got you on a cardiac monitor. We've got, we're checking your oxygenation. And the fact that they're using this, I worked in a nursing home for a short time. There would have been no way we could have given midazolam. You have to have the reversal agent for it and everything in case the person has trouble. So, yes, that's hugely problematic. I was also seeing big doses of morphine being given to people, and people put on morphine drips. And I'm like, well, yeah, they're going to stop breathing. That's crazy. As far as the supplements, there's probably as many protocols out there as there are doctors who will actually treat this thing. I know the frontline doctors have an ivermectin, quercetin protocol. They also can throw some steroids at it. There's just a bunch. What we've been trying to do is get ahead of it, like not wait for the person to come forward and say, oh, I'm vaccine injured. Let's go ahead and treat them with some antihistamines and quercetin before they ever go get that jab. And let's keep it going for 30 days and see if we can prevent the blood clots, heart attacks, this cardiogenic issue that's happening. It's like an
animal. All right. We're going to have to move on and take some calls here. So let's go to Stan. Stan, you're in the air.
Hello. I have a question about Tylenol and acetaminophen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
About 6 years ago, I had congestive heart failure, and they told me that whenever I felt any kind of headache or slight pain, or anything, to take Tylenol or acetaminophen. Can I ask you, please, what is so bad about the Tylenol?
So what Tylenol does, especially with you having congestive heart failure, Tylenol depletes the body's glutathione levels. And we see very low glutathione levels in people who have congestive heart failure. So it just adds on to what already is going on in the body. I would try, you've got congestive heart failure, so you can't really increase your fluids a whole bunch. But I would try some magnesium and see if that helps with headaches, joint pain, things like that, because Tylenol is no one's friend. It's almost come off the market four different times, but they just have such a strong lobby.
Right now, I'm not on any medication at all. All I take is vitamins, and then if I do have a headache, I've been taking acetaminophen. Is there anything else I could take in its place, like aspirin or something?
That's one to ask your doctor about, the aspirin. But, yeah, that would be a good alternative if they're okay with it. With congestive heart failure, you have to watch NSAIDs like Motrin, Aleve, things like that, because they can cause fluid to build up.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Let's go to Christy in New York. Hey, Christy.
Hi, I'm sorry. I wanted to know, Doctor, do you have a way to reverse the shot?
You can't reverse it. I mean, once it's in there, it's in there. There is a website that if you're having problems, you can go to a website. It's all one word, howbadismybatch.com.
How bad is my batch?
Like a batch of cookies? Howbadismybatch.com. And you can put your the lot number from your vaccine into that system, and it will show you if yours is one of the problematic batches. So I always tell people, I'm like, check your batch first. Because if you don't have a problematic batch, I wouldn't start taking a bunch of stuff if you're okay.
How is she to know what her batch number is?
So the lot number will be on her shot record, and she can just enter it on that website and see if hers is one of the bad ones.
Well, I didn't know there was any good ones.
Well, so what's happened is there are a very small percentage of the batches that are producing almost all of the deaths and injuries. And that does not make sense, because quality control in manufacturing would say that it would be evenly dispersed throughout all batches and lots, and it's not. So it looks like some are intentionally lethal and some are very watered down. And the agreement that the drug companies have with the FDA is they only have to have 50% of what's supposed to be the active ingredient in there instead of what's supposed to be in there. So some people got really dilute, almost saline vials, and then some people got vials with really high mRNA and died or had serious fallout. My mom's vaccine injured my brother. And theirs were both in the top five of the worst batches made.
Okay, let's go to Jack in San Diego. Hey, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Yes, question for your guest. So there's been a lot of talk about Pfizer and Moderna, and they use the messenger RNA process to develop it. What is your take on the safety of Johnson & Johnson, which did not use that process?
My brother's vaccine injured from Johnson & Johnson. They had the same issues. They do still use the spike protein. They just piggyback it on an adenovirus, which is problematic in itself because the adenovirus can cause problems in people. So I don't recommend any of them. I'll have people say to me, if you had to take one, and I'm like, I'd take a bullet. I wouldn't do it. There's nothing I would recommend. I've not looked at the newer ones that are getting ready to come out yet. But, yeah, Johnson & Johnson is just as problematic as the other two.
So my last question is this. In your opinion, when you look at the COVID virus, does it present itself like a naturally occurring virus, or do you believe it's a biological weapon?
It's absolutely a biological weapon. It's almost hemorrhagic in nature. It does things that we don't see other viruses do. This just crazy falling off the cliff right away and massive blood clotting. And, I don't know how much of it is the remdesivir and how much of it is the illness, because a lot of what we see is out of the hospital. But I've never seen anything natural like this kill young people that are basically healthy. There's something hinky with it.
Well, you know, you mentioned remdesivir. That's interesting because I have Kaiser insurance. Now, as far as I know, my wife and I haven't gotten the virus. But Kaiser's protocol, because I talked to my primary care about this, is they do nothing for you. The only time they'll do something is if you go to the hospital, and you, and he said you have to be very sick to be admitted, we'll give you the remdesivir, but that's it. And otherwise, you might end up on a ventilator.
You're going to end up on a ventilator on the remdesivir anyway. That's what's going on the ventilator. It craps out your kidneys. I mean, it's a horrible drug. When they tested it for Ebola, it killed 25% of the people they gave it to. They had to pull it out of the trial. And, of course, he didn't tell us, Fauci didn't tell us that when he was like, oh, this is the new standard of care. We think upwards of 80% of hospital deaths might be from remdesivir. There's actually
this
class action suit.
I mean, I can't believe it. What a nightmare this has been. And now we get to look forward to World War III.
Well, it's getting better because now they've cleared remdesivir to be given in nursing homes and urgent care centers. And they don't even have to call and ask you first. So if you've got someone in a nursing home and you don't want them to have remdesivir, you better get it written in their chart.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
Yeah, recently we had I had a pastor on here. And we had one of the folks that supported this ministry for many years. And he called me because one of the people in his church was in the hospital, and they were going to give him remdesivir, and he refused it. He said, absolutely not. He did not want it. And they gave it to him anyhow, and it killed him.
Yep.
Killed him right away.
We lost a 19-year-old out in Arkansas, spent 7 months on the ventilator and on heart-lung bypass. And I'm like, it's hard to kill a 19-year-old, but they rode that boy to the ground. Awful.
Okay. We got time to take one or two more calls. And so the line's open. We have at 888-677-9673. What do we take, one or two more calls? Okay, while we're waiting on that. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to add one other thing to kind of going back to Disney. Disney is also either the number one or certainly in the top two or three places where children are abducted in Disney events. And that's something else. Yeah. And that I know for a fact.
Human trafficking through there.
Human trafficking. That's exactly right. Yeah. It's either the number one place or and it's done like that.
What do they call them? The chicken heads or something like that. They go there. They go.
Well,
all right.
Good.
Let's go to Gail. Gail, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I had a question. What about people who need blood transfusions and the vaccine is in the blood supply now?
I have no idea. I just am praying it doesn't. I don't know. I mean, I know Del Bigtree had to have a transfusion, and he actually flew out of the country to have it so he could be sure that he wasn't getting blood that had vaccine in it. I just don't know. I mean, we know it's in there. Initially they had said, we need blood from people who haven't been vaccinated, but now, as I understand it, they'll take it from anybody.
All right.
Thank you. So it's yet to know.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Gail. This is the last call. We're going to Paula. Paula, you're the last call for tonight. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Penny.
Hi, Paula.
I had the COVID. I had the Delta variant very severely.
How do you know?
Turned into pneumonia. I had talked to the frontline doctors, and they had prescribed medicine for me, steroids and antibiotics and stuff, and I believe they saved my life. But now I feel like I am still having some symptoms every now and then. I don't know. It could be the long haulers or whatever. And I also know hair seems to be falling out.
That's a common
any
one.
Any suggestions?
Yep, you're going to want to get on a methylated B-complex. You've probably got your biotin levels are probably low. Your folate's probably low. B12 is probably low, which would explain your fatigue. But make sure you get a methylated B complex. You want it to have all the B vitamins in it, and the folate needs to be methylated. But usually you can just look, just type in methylated B complex, and just make sure it says methylated on the bottle, and you should be good. And it might take a month or two and increase your protein. That'll help with your hair loss, too.
Okay, what about biotin?
Biotin's in the B complex. It's a B vitamin.
Okay, great. Okay, great. Yeah,
I hope that helps.
I had
mine did too, though. I lost a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 4 months, and I'm still not back yet.
All right, thank you, Paula. We're running out of time, and I want to say one more time, Penny, Nurse Penny, give your website how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, it's WITT, WITT, Health Coaching, and that's all one word all together, .com.
All right, thank you very much. Now, it comes to the most important part of the program, and, well, Joe, do you think we should let Randy give it a shot? Can we trust him?
I don't know if you can. Randy doesn't know that, but sure, I will. I'll give it a shot.
You got 3 minutes.
Sure. Okay. Now, we all know that we have an obligation to God, but we also have a debt to pay to God that everybody owes, but that nobody has the capacity to pay. That debt is called the sin debt, meaning that one would have to have lived a completely holy, sinless, and righteous life, which none of us have. You've done, thought, said, or whatever things you've done. But God made a way for that to be paid. And the debt is through his own sacrifice on the cross to understand that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And so what we all, and you all have been with us enough to know that we talk about this every night, that you can't pay the debt that God has to. And you won't make it into his presence, meaning heaven will say, when you die, because it's appointed unto man once to die, so all of us are going to die. And so in order to overcome that, we have to, our action is, our work is, to agree with God about what he says about where we are apart from him. And apart from him, we are destined for hell. And we're all on that plane, shall we say, when we're born, heading in that direction. But during life, you can change planes by confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believing in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. And then God's promise is that you will be saved. And the confession, it doesn't have to be verbal. It's a profession. It the word is homologeo, meaning if we say the same thing, that we agree with God. So if you agree with God that you have sinned, that you have no way of paying that back, but that you agree that Jesus Christ is the propitiation or the payment for your sin with his death, burial, resurrection on the cross, and that if we confess that with our mouth and believe it in our heart that God is raising from the dead, then we'll be saved. So I ask any person out there who's grappling with this to confess it with your mouth. And if a sin comes to mind, then confess that sin. And it doesn't have to be in front of a person. You're confessing this to God. And I'm asking you to do it now. So we'll say that, Lord, I'm a liar, I'm a cheat, I'm a thief, I'm whatever you are. And I believe in my heart that you were in Christ, that you died on the cross, and that paid, and that by through the an act of faith that you put in me, I believe these things, and that God is raising from the dead, then you have been saved. And so with that, I'd like to say that that's all it is. God's done the work. You just have to believe.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, Nurse Penny, thanks for being here with us tonight. And
thanks for inviting me.
We got to get you back soon. You keep in touch. You've got an open invitation. Well, until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And let's do it. Ready?
Yep.
Always.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.